Chapter 2. Far over to the west, a brighter spring day had dawned. Ascending meadowlarks heralded the sun beneath a soft pastel blue sky. Drawn by the sudden warmth, mist rose from the green swards, transforming dewdrops to small opalescent pearls amid the dainty blossoms of saxifrage, buttercup, capsella, and anemones. Mossflower woodland trees were blessed with a crown of fresh green leaves. Life was renewed to the sounds of little birds calling to their parents with ceaseless demands for food. Torren Widegirth loosed his apron strings, satisfied that he had completed his duties as Redwall Abbey's head cook. Leaving his kitchens, the fat otter sought the beautiful spring morn outdoors. Heaving a sigh of relief, Torren sat down on an upturned wheelbarrow at the orchard entrance. He was joined by his friend Carol, the father abbot of Redwall. The mouse sat down beside the otter, both relaxing in silence, blinking in the sunlight and savouring the first good weather that spring. Carol glanced sideways at his companion.
Not going with skipper and otter crew this season?
Torren watched an ant negotiating its way over his foot paw.
Much too early. It ain't summer yet. But you know skipper and the crew. First sign of sun and a skylark, and they're off like March airs to the west seashores for the season.
Abbot Carroll chuckled.
Fully provisioned, I trust.
Torren nodded wearily.
I saw them off myself at dawn, pushing a cartload of victuals I made special for them, singing their rudders off, dancing like mad beasts.
Carroll's smile widened.
I know. They woke me up. I saw them from my window. Good luck and fair weather to them. So why didn't you go? I gave you permission to take as long as you wanted to go on leave.
Torren shrugged.
Oh, I'm getting too old for that sort of thing. Leave it to the younger ones.
Carroll snorted.
Too old? Too big in the tummy, you mean? If you're too old, then what about me, eh? I was your teacher when you were only a tiny dibbon at Abbey School.
The ottercook tweaked his friend's bony paw.
Oi, and ye haven't gained air's weight since then. How do you do it, you skinny ancient mouse?
The abbot looked over his small square spectacles good-humouredly.
I don't spend my whole life down in those kitchens like you do, my friend. Oh, Torren, isn't it just a glorious day? I hope the summer is a really golden one.
Torren snuggled more comfortably into the wheelbarrow.
Makes you feel good to be alive, don't it, Carol?
They both lapsed into silence again, gazing around and taking in the beauties of their abbey. Behind them, Redwall reared, a legend in pink dusty sandstone, with its high walls and turrets, stained glass windows and buttressed arches, bell tower, attics and steeple, all complemented by a background of verdant woodland and cloudless blue sky. Torren took in the stout battlements and picturesque gatehouse of the outer wall, whilst the abbot contented himself by viewing the lawns and orchards peacefully shimmering in the sunlight. Carol's gaze took in the abbey pond, down near the south ramparts.
What creature could not count himself lucky to be dwelling in such a paradise? Look, Torren, there's our young friend Martha taking a little nap in her chair, just by the rhododendron bushes on the far side of the pond.
Torren saw the young hermaid, her head nodding down to a heavy volume which lay open on her lap. The ottercook eased himself from the barrow.
We'll just take a stroll over there and check she's all right.
The abbot stretched luxuriously into the position Torren had vacated.
Deary me, you're like an old mother hen with that young'un. Why don't you tell her that lunch will be served late out in the orchard? In fact, tell every beast. We'll cheer them up after being kept indoors by the rain for so long. We'll all lend a paw to help.
Torren smiled happily.
What a good idea.
The ottercook approached Martha carefully, not wanting to disturb her. She was very special to him. Torren could recall the winter's day, 12 seasons ago, when Martha Braybuck had arrived at Redwall.